welcome to episode 85 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay and Sandy. Puerto Rico is an attractive destination to U.S. travelers because you don't need a passport to travel there. As a U.S. territory, it uses the U.S. dollar, and English is spoken everywhere. This island has something to offer everyone: white sand beaches, rainforests, coffee plantations, ecotourism, and water sports, just to name a few. Lindsay and Sandy were just in San Juan for a convention, and they have a lot of exciting experiences to share with us, so let's get started. Okay, so first thing I'm curious about is where you stayed, because there's actually several different regions. As small as Puerto Rico is, there's several different sort of types of places to stay. So where'd you stay?
So we were really close to, I'd say it was a 15-minute ride from the airport. So we're in San Juan, and we were in the Condado region area, which is kind of the shopping district, I'd say. We were at the Hilton there, and it was really cool. They had... I would describe it as kind of a moderate resort. I think that they could have used some upgrades to like some carpet and, you know, stuff like that. But one of the things I really liked about it was there were a few restaurants on the property, and, you had the beach side and you had the bay side, like the lagoon, and there was a bridge over the road. So you could just, you know, walk over there. And we were on the lagoon side, which was actually really pretty, and it didn't feel like we were missing out on the beach because the beaches aren't vast. You know, they're kind of, there's kind of like rocks, and so you can't swim in certain parts of it. So they did have like a nice little area where there was beaches with some beach chairs out, and you could snorkel over there. But the main part in front of the hotel wasn't swimmable beach anyway. So, I like the lagoon. We saw paddle boarders out there. Lindsay was convinced that they were naked.
There's one lady that was out there every day in her nude-colored things.
So was it really a nude-colored bathing suit? Or?
I don't know, but we're still trying to determine.
If I had brought my really good camera with a really good zoom, I could have told you. But
the jury is still out.
We're not sure. My crappy iPhone wouldn't. I couldn't tell. But
so that was sort of my next question: is the beaches? You know, it's not a beach destination in general, is it?
Well, there is actually one of the best beaches in the world is on the Isle of Isle Culebra. Unfortunately, Flamenco Beach, we didn't get to go see that on this trip, but that is, if you want white, sandy, powdered, like flower, beautiful beaches, that's kind of where you want to go. And we experienced a very small portion of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, we didn't get out of San Juan too much.
So how long were you guys there?
I think I was there 6 nights.
Yeah, and I left a day early.
I stayed one extra day and kind of went and explored the old San Juan again and went out to the Bacardi distillery and kind of took advantage of the public transportation a little bit because we hadn't really had a chance to do that with the conference going on. We were kind of forced into taking taxis a lot. But one thing I really found my last 2 days there was really neat is the public transportation there is kind of wonderful. The buses, 75 cents. All the places we took cabs to, we could have just...
Really?
Hopped on a bus and paid. The bus picked up right outside our hotel, right down by the beach there. And I was able to take the bus to do most things. The ferry ride, as a person who relies on a ferry daily for transportation to civilization from where I live, I'm extremely jealous that it is only 50 cents to ride the ferry to go out to where the Bacardi distillery is. All I'm told it's fairly easy to get around. And then there's a trolley, and I forget the name of it. There's an actual name for their trolley system that goes all around Old San Juan, and that's free. You can hop on and off it. It's completely free for anyone to use, and it'll take you to all the historic locations, to the forts and things like that. So it was actually kind of wonderful the last day to discover that. I kind of wish that I'd had that free day in the beginning to kind of figure that out for us.
So you mentioned the Bacardi distillery. That's probably the most popular cruise port excursion, despite the fact that Puerto Rico has so much to offer. So how was it? Is it worth all the hype?
Oh, it was so worth it. Before this tour, I was not a Bacardi fan. Bacardi sometimes not really my favorite drink, but I did the rum tour and their special reserve, I'm not even going to try it. I'm going to butcher it. There's a special reserve rum that they just make there and you can only buy it there. It's the only place in the world you can get it. It is the most amazing thing I've ever tasted in my whole life. Completely worth the $160 they want for a bottle of it.
Did you buy a bottle?
I did not buy a bottle. I was going to, and I called and got permission, and then I went up to the counter, and there's this little ornamental oak cask replica that it seems to come in, but they were all out of the cask, so they were just selling the bottle, and I was, no, that's where I draw the line. I need the little bells and whistles.
So was that the one they were saying that you could pour it yourself and you would fill your own thing?
Yeah, you fill your own, and then you can have whatever engraved, and you can engrave on any of the bottles there. You can actually, and they make wonderful wedding gifts and things like that. Actually, I met a lady who was picking up a few bottles as gifts, but yeah, it was wonderful. The rum tour was amazing. And to learn that they have, Bacardi's very eco, conscious, which is something I didn't know. I mean, they've got the windmills out there and they recycle a lot. They make sunglasses out of the wood barrels. And it's just kind of neat to learn about that process. So after being out there and enjoying the restaurant that's out there, had some fantastic food. I actually ate Mako shark for the first time ever, which was wonderful. But, I can see why that's a number one, but Puerto Rico has so much more to offer. I guess it's just so hard when if it's a shore trip that you're on, you only have so much time.
Yeah.
So we're coming into the port. I mean, you have Old San Juan where, to quote our fellow travel agent who's there with us, Mary, that's some amazing shopping in Old San Juan.
So I guess it sort of depends on what your priorities are for your. So you guys said you were there for 6 nights, and I know you were working, you were at a conference, so a lot of those days were taken up by meetings and trainings and things like that.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about how long somebody, because a lot of time, I do have a lot of people who add on a few days in Puerto Rico before or after a cruise that starts or ends in in Puerto Rico, but what do you think is, what would you suggest to a client who might want a little extra time there?
Go ahead.
I would say definitely a few days. I mean, my biggest regret is that we didn't get to do the Bioluminescence Bay. There's only 6 in the world and 3 of them are right in Puerto Rico. So, I would definitely add a few days before or after. And when I go back with my husband, I fully intend on spending at least a full week, to get out to Flamenco Beach, to get to the, more western part of Puerto Rico. I mean, there was so much we didn't get to see. Don't get me wrong. Old San Juan is gorgeous. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful cities that I've been to. And I really enjoyed the time we got to spend there. However, I feel like we're doing a disservice to Puerto Rico if we don't mention
everything. I think it's important to plan your trip to, like, the Bioluminescent Bay. I've had many clients who can't go see it because they're going in the summer. And you need darkness to see it. And so depending on who you're traveling with and how late you can be out and that sort of thing, it can be very difficult to see when the sun's up for a long time. So you sort of, if that's your main goal, you have to sort of make sure you go at the right time of year for that.
Go at the right time. It can also allow extra days because the visibility is not predictable. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it rains, everything's thrown off. Like when we were there, someone had gone on the tour the day before we arrived and they had wonderful visibility. But when we went down to ask about it, it was at about 30%. So it wasn't worth.
Yeah. And it can be expensive. There's 3, you know, like Lindsay said. And, one of the hardest to get to is on the, what's the island? Vieques?
It's Viegas.
Yeah. So Viegas, you have to take
the one you want to do.
Yeah. You got to take a ferry out there. You might want to spend the night out there. You know, there's different ways you can do it. And that's the best one. So if you really want that one, just know it's going to cost a little more and, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder to get to.
And you probably can't do that on a shore excursion either.
No, absolutely
so,
not.
You have to be sure that you know.
Yeah.
No, that's one of the insider tips that we did get, while we were there. That particular ferry is not very reliable and they will actually sell more tickets out than back. And our space is back. So it's a real fight to get back on that ferry, to get back or you're stuck there. So you go on any message board to tell you about the reviews, and they're like, pack a tent because you might get stuck there. So one of the great things, we did meet up with a few tour providers, and there are several that will guarantee you transportation out there and back. And it, personally, myself, that is definitely something I would put my money toward, doing a tour so that I could be guaranteed return passage.
Or stay there. I mean, you know, or if you want to stay out there, you know, there's stuff out there.
It just depends. So talk a little bit. I mean, one of the most common things I hear is we want an all-inclusive in Puerto Rico because we don't want our passports and we want an all-inclusive. So talk about the availability of that.
They are getting an all-inclusive.
Oh.
The Wyndham is coming. Yeah. So, and they're also supposedly, I mean, I don't want to say this because it's 2 years out, 2018, but they say they're getting a Dreams, but you know, things can change. So we'll see how that goes. But, generally they're not, the resorts are not all inclusive. So you have to kind of look at that. And another thing that, that we came across was they put a pretty big hold on your credit card at the hotels too. What was the hold on ours, Lindsay? $80 a night?
$80 a night. And, the Vanderbilt, the Condado Vanderbilt was, somebody said, what was it, 200 a night?
200 a night. So for his 7-night stay, he had a $1,400 hold on his credit card. So that's huge. You know, that to me, that's a really big deal. And there's, you know, I mean, I don't know if you guys follow the news or not, but, you know, Puerto Rico has its issues with its economy and stuff. But so just know that it's not like, you know, like if you're going to Cancun or something where everything is, you know, all taken care of, you're going to be spending money while you're there. But you know, as far as like ecotourism and stuff, I mean, Puerto Rico's got a lot to offer. They have, you know, coffee plantations and lots of good hiking, and there's a rainforest there. And I mean, it's just a gorgeous island, and there's so much more outside of San Juan to go.
So let's transition to that. So I've only been to Puerto Rico once, and it was actually the end of, well, we were supposed to have time at the beginning of the cruise too, but our flights were late. So that was one of those incidents where Princess Cruises had enough clout to hold the plane in New Orleans for us. And there were a whole bunch of really ticked off people because they'd been held on the plane for 45 minutes while we got there. But anyway, the good memories. Yeah, there's nothing like walking down the aisle of a plane that everybody's scowling at. but we did make our ship, which was really important. And so we didn't have any extra time in Puerto Rico on the way there. But on the way back, we basically, our flights didn't leave until evening. So we had basically a day. Yeah. And so we took an excursion, that Princess offered that took us out to El Yunque. And it was basically a hike, but we were really astonished. This was before we had kids. And honestly, we picked it. We almost threw a dart at a board. We were like, we've never been in a rainforest. So let's do that. We were really young. And it was amazingly gorgeous. I mean, like, we were just really blown away by how amazing it was. And we were not expecting Puerto Rico to be so amazing. And we were just really blown away. So tell us what you did.
Well, so one of the things we did on the last day that I was there was adventure tour. And we went out into a jungle and went body rafting down this river and stuff. And it wasn't the rainforest, but it was interesting because they took us out and the guy who was our guide, what did he say his degree was in? Something like geology or, you know, I can't remember.
You know, about geology. But he took us out and he pointed out all the haystack mountains and how they had told us how they'd been formed. And so this jungle is like 100 years old.
Yeah, I mean, we thought.
That's not very old.
Exactly. We thought it was thousands of years old. And just the way that the island was formed, and he talked a lot about like the tectonics and the, you know, things like that and how the mountains got there. And so it was really interesting. I mean, there's just so much diversity there, but that's part of the reason the food is so good, because the soil is so fertile. And, you know, I mean, it's just such a cool place. You know, I mean, it's really, there's just so many different parts of it that, I don't know, it's hard to describe. I kind of feel like I need to go back and do the training again.
Yeah, I know we were just talking about like all that Puerto Rico has to offer, but you just brought up something that I've always had a question about, because people rave to me about how great the food is in Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
then I have Puerto Rican food here and I'm like, I think it has to do with being local,
you know? I mean, we had plantains constantly and oh my God, so
they were so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was the most amazing food. And it's definitely, if you're a foodie, or if you know people who are foodie looking for a vacation, this is the place to go to eat your hard out. I have no doubt in my mind that if I lived there, I'd be 1,000 pounds.
I was watching your food post, Lindsay. You were eating some amazing stuff.
I was really curious.
And that's what made me think about it, because I have friends who have just raved about how good, our friend Jen has raved about how great the food in Puerto Rico is. And we've been to Puerto Rican restaurants here, and I keep going and smiling politely and going, yeah, this is really good, but it doesn't stand out.
It definitely makes a difference when it's grown there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it really is like that local, plantains aren't grown in North Carolina, you know, so, yeah, but we have plantains with
every
meal.
No matter how hard we try.
Or, you know, actually, they did this one thing. It was really kind of cool, but it is something to directly compare to North Carolina, because they had a pig roast one night for us. And so, they were pulling parts of the pig and chopping it with this humongous, like, axe knife thing. Yeah. And in North Carolina, we pull it and we, you know, like,
shred it.
Yeah, you shred it with, like, yeah, so the plate of meat that I got had like cartilage in it and stuff, you know, which was kind of weird because I was pulling stuff out of my mouth. And I'm like, I mean, this is really yummy, but I kind of like the North Carolina way better, you know, but that was really good too.
To be fair, in North Carolina, we do pig better than anybody.
I mean, yeah, you can't really beat it. Yeah, it's like pretty good.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So back to adventure touring. So tell me what adventure touring is.
Oh my God. So
adventure touring is when your friend tells you that you're going to take a nice, quiet, peaceful hike into the wilderness and commune with nature.
Yeah, and you're going to float gently down the river and, no.
To be fair, Lindsay, we've talked about how Sandy has lured me into camping before. You had fair warning.
This is not like the camping I'm in. I lured you both into camping at Disney. I will fully admit, this was a little bit different.
I don't know. I wish I had recorded the look. I just wish I had recorded that sentence. Okay. So that people understand what we're talking about, we probably did something that we should not have done. It was an amazing adventure for people who are adventurous. Yeah. I would say that. If you are at this... what we did was probably not supposed to be a first-timer's hike. So
let me just back up a little and say that, you know, I consider myself able. I mean, I'm a bigger girl, but I consider myself able to do just about anything. And
you run marathons.
Yeah, I run marathons. You know, I've had like an off year this year, but I'm pretty active. I can get myself out there, and I have never really, I mean, I don't go jumping out of airplanes or anything, but pretty much if it's a hike in the woods, I feel like I'm good, you know? But I think our first clue that this was a little bit intense, what should have been when they talked about first responders versus first aid, you know? So, you know, that was clue number one. And, you know, and they really touted their safety record and stuff, but it was intense. It was pretty strenuous what we ended up doing. Do you want to talk about it, Lindsay? Can you talk about it?
We don't have to really visit it in depth because I can tell it's very traumatic for both of you. But I would like to hear like what the activities were. You said hiking, and you said body rafting, right? Which I know what that is. That's basically like crossing your arms, putting your feet up and floating down a river, right?
Yeah, and getting pounded by rocks.
Pounded by the boulders from underneath.
Okay, well, I was trying to be general about it. So was the river low, or was that just like that's the way this trip normally goes?
It was low because it was the deadliest river.
Because normally body rafting, like the whole point of putting your feet up is to avoid the rocks. But if the water's low,
we had trouble
in Costa Rica too. The water was really low.
They ran that fine line. I think when I asked about it, one of the guides had said, because if it was higher, it would be too dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it had to be low. That being said, if you are a normal size person, and you are able to put yourself straight as a board and have all your parts up.
Actually, Lindsay, I'm gonna stop you because the other people in our group all had the same issue. The only people who didn't were the guides who knew the river really well and could kind of maneuver around. Yeah, I mean,
I wasn't where you were in the line, so I didn't see anybody else having trouble but me.
Yeah.
I was really only worried about myself.
Yes.
I respect that.
fight or flight mode.
Okay, so hike, body rafting in which you were pummeled by rocks, and what else?
Rappelling, but we opted, we were told that the rappelling might be uncomfortable because of the harnesses, because we're bigger girls. And if we wanted to, we could opt to take this really nice scenic hike. And that would be, you know, the same kind of experience, and it was just as gorgeous and just as great. But in hindsight, I wish we had rappelled.
I do too. I would have felt so much better.
I mean, it was basically rock climbing, and they tied a rope around us to make sure we didn't fall. I mean, it was not a gentle hike.
It was rock climbing, but it was backwards over a cliff where you couldn't see up or down. So let's be a little honest.
So wait, that sounds like you were rappelling.
I mean, the rope wasn't intended for us to bounce off the cliff. The rope was anchored to the guide so that we didn't fall to our death.
Oh.
I was a 90-pound Puerto Rican dude.
He really hated you guys by the end of it, I'm sure.
Well, he wasn't holding our weight or anything, but honestly, if one of us had fallen, he would have gone too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the rope was really doing, but, you know, except making us feel better. Yeah, it would have been.
It sounds like okay, to back up, it was beautiful. The jungle was beautiful. By the time we got to the water, I was so elated to still be alive, and that might be why I enjoyed the water part so much, but I loved the body rafting portion of this. I think the final salt on the wound for us is we thought we were out. What? As soon as we hit the water, we get done, and Sandy's like, where's the van?
Yeah.
There's going to be a van here to get us.
Or a helicopter or something.
Very vague.
You have to hike back up out of there.
Back up the mountain.
How you go in, you might not go out the same place, but you have to. So I have a lot of friends who are very, very adventurous who would love this. I am not in that column.
Yeah. I was going to say, it sounds like Lindsay, you and I need to wait for the Adventures by Disney Puerto Rico.
Yeah. So I don't want to put it down because we really loved it, and the guides were awesome, and they talked a lot about the geography and you know, you really were out there in nature. It was a really cool experience, and there were no, you know, bugs or, you know, it was very, nothing icky about it, but it was strenuous. I mean, the hike back up was grabbing roots and pulling yourself up in mud, and, you know, it was, and they had showers up at the top.
Back down and then going back up and then sliding down and going back up. And yeah, it was a very challenging climb out, but at that point in time, you're like, okay, I know when I get to the top, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I think I need to make you guys like little ribbons or medals or something. Like most strenuous research trip.
I think you should.
Would that make it all better?
One of the guys said to me something about when we get done, there'll be a champagne waiting. And I said, I would rather have cerveza.
I would want vodka.
Yeah.
No offense, but...
bottle of Bacardi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vodka and Dramamine would make me very happy.
The most beautiful pictures from this. I mean, we could get lost in this, and I will laugh about this forever. And in hindsight, as terrible as it was and as scared for my life, I truly was really honestly scared for my life. I'm glad that we did it because now I never have to do it again.
And you have something
to tell everybody who wants to know how wonderful it was.
And you have something to hold over Sandy's head forever.
Yeah, right. I'll never make you do another thing.
See, one thing you get when you don't rappel, we got to see an extra cave.
Yeah, that's great.
So that was great.
We had to crawl into it. And then they're like, okay, crawl back out. We're going to climb down this other part. And we're like, wait, it's not this way?
No. She's totally glossed over our car. The conversation went something like this. I go, okay, Sandy, how do we get out of here? And she goes, I don't think there is a way.
We're trapped in this cave forever. So to summarize, Puerto Rico is an adventurer's dream.
So, that
trip would be, I know people who would, that would just make their heart explode with joy over what we got to see. And when we got to the top, the mountain was beautiful, and the water was gorgeous. I suppose we should probably mention, I'm a big old chicken. So the first thing I was worried about was, is there anything in the water that could eat me? A little did I know that's totally not what I should have been worried about. But there are no natural, because that jungle is only 100 years old. There are no jaguars or jaguars.
Crocodiles.
No, yeah. There are no crocodiles.
No, that's, those are all legitimate concerns, actually.
Yeah.
So it is a very safe, in that respect, place to experience some adventure exploring and not have to worry about things like that. And it was beautiful. It really was beautiful.
Right. So I will say that when I hiked El Yunque, it was just a hike. So it is totally possible to see the beauty of Puerto Rico without, you know, killing yourself or attempting to kill yourself. So, don't be scared of Puerto Rico now because I think as long as you consult with your travel agent and figure out what is the best tour for you and your activity level, you can see the beauty of Puerto Rico without dying.
Yeah. And I think that's the most important part is finding the level of adventure that you are going to be comfortable with. And that's right for you.
And I think that's true in a lot of different areas of the world too. We just haven't experienced Sandy leading us down the road of destruction before. But I mean, I think there are cases where you'll see, you know, very strenuous and you need to take that into account. And I think even on river cruises, I've dealt with people who have, you know, some walking limitations. And at some point, even a river cruise is not going to work for you because if you really can't handle that physical activity, it's not going to work. So, but in Puerto Rico, I do think there are options for you to do almost everything.
Oh yeah. I mean, we could have done the rum and salsa tour.
That's what I wanted to do with the rum and salsa tour.
We could have done a chocolate tour. I mean,
ATVing through El Yunque, through the rainforest.
Although again, ATVing, you never know. You could get bounced around a lot. So, all right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you guys for talking about Puerto Rico because I was really curious about it. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. So leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or the search for Fly Away. Or you can email us at outlandertravel.com, info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, who are both alive, and myself, Elizabeth, also very much alive, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!